Today's daf is Shavuos daf Yud Gimel, as we are up to the last full daf here in the first parak. Today's shiur is sponsored L'zeichan Nishmas David Ben Tzvi Halevi, David Siegel from Baltimore, who lived his life as an Erlich Hayid, sponsored by Yitzchak and Barbara Siegel and family. We thank them for the sponsorship. Again, L'zeichan Nishmas David Ben Tzvi Halevi. Okay, let's get into Yud Beis M'Beis. We are discussing the end of the Mishnah. Finally, after the Mishnah was listed at the beginning of the Perek, the entire Mishnah for the Perek was listed back on Daf Beis Amud Aleph and Beis Amud Beis, and the Mishnah at the end of Beis Amud Beis discussed that the Seir HaMishtaleach, after all of the other Seirim mentioned, the Seir HaPnimi and the Seir HaChitzon and the Musafin of Rosh Chodesh and the Regalim, so all of those are Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav. The end of the Mishnah discusses all the other Averis that we violate, Rachmana Litzlan, Hakalos, and Chamuros, and Zonos, and Shkagos, and Asay, and Los Asay, all of those, the Krisus and Mises Bezdin, Seir Mishalech Mechaper. The Seir that sent off the cliff is Mechaper for all of those Averos. So the Gemara asked, what exactly do all of these phrases mean? Because some of them seem to be repetitive. So we went into that really it means describing the sins and how they were done. The Kalos and the Chamuros, whether they were done by Shogig or Bemezid, whether you know about them or not, we described that yesterday at the end of this year. So now we get into Hai Asay, five lines up from the bottom. Hai Asay Hechidami. What exactly is the case of an Asay? That we need a kapara from Yom Kippur for Asays that we did not fulfill. So Hai Asay Hechidami. Idolo Avad Shuva. If we have not done Shuva for the Asays, right? What is that? How do you do Shuva? Right? Not doing an Asay. How do you not do tshuva? Rashi she'ena toha al cheto. I don't feel bad about it. Right? I missed wearing tefillin one day, and I don't feel bad about that. So if I didn't do tshuva, idolo av tshuva, said zevach rishom toeva. So then how could the seir mishtaleach, how can the carbon of Yom Kippur, anything work? Right? I'm still in a state of rishus. Zevach Rishayim Toeva. And Ida Avat Shuva. And if I did Shuva, call Yom Anami. And if I did Shuva already, then I don't need Yom Kippur. Why? Because by an Asay, Titania, Avraham Mitzvah's Asay, V'yasa Shuva, Lo Zaz Misham Hashem Ochlin Lo. So I don't need anything more than that. So the Gemara is going to come up with an answer. But first, there's a number of points, even on these few lines, that all the Achronim discuss. First is the first line. What does the Gemara say? If it didn't do tshuva, zevach rishaim toeva. If somebody doesn't do tshuva, he's already called a rasha just for not violating an asay. Right? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Eidus, we've discussed this in various contexts, in Perek Yud, that one is pasul Eidus only if one violates a lo sase sheish bo kares or worse. Right? Mechav, Mises Bezdin, Kares, Mises B'dei Shemayim. But less than that, if somebody is mevatel an asay, so then they're not pasul eidus, right? So is the question that is asked by the achronim, the Mishnah Lamelach, the Minchas Chinuch, is here the Gemara clearly calls someone who does not do tshuva for bitul asay zevach rishon toeva. So isn't that parallel to pasul eidus? Are those two different terms that it could be zevach rishon toeva even though you're kashal eidus? Right, would rather put those two together. So that's the question that is asked by the Achronim. The Minchas Chinuch asks this and does not answer it. The Minchas Chinuch leaves this Pesarachian. Says, according to the Rambam, it shouldn't be a problem. Shin Samach Dalet, right, in the mitzvah about vidui, says the Minchas Chinuch, ubegufa dvarim bepshitus eino mevin. My maksha hashas b'shvuas right shom gabe yasei ubeemes ayin barambam the pasla torah edus rasha shnei rotoshes rasha ed veino posa alamkin over aveira sheish b'malkus omises bezdin v'yemkin my maksha hashas b'pshitus gabe yasei davei v'zerach rishom toeva. And he quotes the Mishnah Lamelech that who says a rasha le'te'avon is not zevach rishom toeva. It's also akasha. And then he quotes other achronim that say maybe only if you're ragil to do an aveira, but at one time is not. So that's another example that wouldn't be a zevach rishom toeva. There are other examples that could have been given by the Gemara, but this is a question that is dealt with by the achronim. The Minchas Chinuch also in that piece wonders that there are other possibilities that the Gemara could have said here. But for some reason, the Gemara didn't give the possibility. The Rambam, we know, famous Rambam, that the mitzvah that is counted there in Shin Samach Dalet is not the mitzvah of Tshuva, but the mitzvah of Vidui. the mitzvah of confessing. And if somebody does tshuva without saying vidui, so then they're missing an element. So says the Menachas Chinuch, maybe the Gemara could have been about, well, what's Yom Kippur Machaber for? The Gemara says, oh, it can't be if you didn't do tshuva, Zerach Hashem Do'eva. Maybe the case could be a case where he did tshuva, but he didn't do vidu yet. So it's not Zerach Hashem Do'eva anymore. But he didn't fulfill exactly what he's supposed to fulfill. So maybe that's what Yom Kippur works for. L'dasa Rambam nuchalomar demachaper al misha asa tshuva belev umischaret rak lo esvade bepeh tiyadayin lo neschaper lo haavon v'sir mishalech mechaper v'lo shayach shavach mishayim tebeemes kiven deshav belev eino rasha rak tzadik. So maybe that's a possibility, says the Menachas Chinuch. Or others say, maybe it's an example where you didn't say, and you violated a number of times. Some Rishonim, there's a Rashi Maseches Yoma, that if somebody violated Bittul Aseh three times, that's Ki'ilu, you violated Alos Aseh. So maybe that's an example that the Yom Kippur would work for. So all the Achronim suggest various other possibilities. What is the case? What could have been the case? The Gemara is going to have its own answer. But what could have been the case in this regard? And that Rambam, obviously, we've discussed often, the Rambam Shita that does not count the mitzvah of tshuva, but counts the mitzvah of vidui. Why does he do that? Why doesn't he just count the mitzvah of tshuva? Right? In the minyan ha-mitzvos. Various suggestions given. We always like to quote the Meshech Chachma. I think in Parshas Vayelech, where the Meshech Chachma discusses, you don't need a mitzvah of tshuva. Every Avera has part of it. Don't do it. Once I do an Avera, then I need a mitzvah tshuva to tell me to stop doing it? No. Built into every Avera is once I do it once, I have to stop doing it. And even if I do it 10 times, I have to stop doing it. Right? There's no chiddush I need from any other separate mitzvah. Right? Well, the chiddush could be that even if I did tshuva, I have to do vidui. Because vidui is something beyond. Right? Even if I feel bad about it, confessing it verbally is something that is harder. That is the next step. And therefore, that could be counted as a separate mitzvah. Either way, that's on the first line of the question. The Tosfos also discusses, right, the language here of if somebody violates a mitzvah saseh and does tshuva, lo zaz misham achem ochlen lo. So Tosfos, all the way on the bottom, Tosfos asks, but doesn't it say in the last parak of Maseches Yoma, which is the parak all about tshuva, the Gemara there says, whatever you did tshuva for, even on lo saseis tshuva is machaperes. Or the Gemara Chagiga, kolo osa davar umischareit mochlen lo miyad. So it's not just by assays does the tshuva kick in right away. By other averis too, by lo saseis. So Tosfos says, it's still not complete. Eina mechila gemura, ela shemechilin lo hadin. If I do tshuva for a lo saseh, I make it more lenient. I make it lighter on me. But it's not totally, it doesn't totally disappear until Yom Kippur. But when it comes to a mitzvah saseh, this mechila legamri, it totally disappears at the time that I do tshuva for it. Right? That's the lashons, the achronim, the kos yeshuos, quoted by the achronim here, the Sharmasir and Balach and others, quote that maybe that's the lashon of lo zaz misham. That lashon is only used here. You don't leave until it's totally finished and it's totally wiped clean. The slate is clean, right? Unlike the others where you still need, something related. Okay, but either way, we end off with a question. So what exactly is the case of the Mishnah that we need Yom Kippur, right? If you did tshuva, then you don't need Yom Kippur for the assays. If you didn't do tshuva, it didn't work. So I'm Rabbi Zera, v'omid b'mer dova Rabbi hi. Maybe it's like Rabbi Shita. Rabbi has the radical Shita in Maseches Yoma that says, who holds, that even without tshuva, Yom Kippur works. Rebbe hi. Titania Rebbe Omer, al kol avera shebatora. Bein asa tshuva, bein lo asa tshuva, yom ha-kippur mechaper. Yom Kippur is mechaper for all, averos, even if I didn't do tshuva. Yom Kippur is mechaper, except for a specific, group, a few exceptions. Chutz, miporek ol, if somebody throws off the yoke, we're going to talk about what each of these are. Miporek ol, umagala panem batorah, those who, right, let's just do Rashi's explanation for the first. Porek ol, Rashi says, kofre be'ikr, you just deny everything. How could you get the tshuva of Yom Kippur if you just deny the mitzvah and you deny everything? Umagala panem batorah, somebody who interprets the Torah in a chutzpedik, in a non-reverent way, right? We discussed this back in the last parak of Sanhedrin. Certain kings, Menashe, was megala panim b'Torah, made fun of the Torah, umefer bris b'basar, and somebody who tries to deny the bris of bris milah, just to deny it, either to not live the life of one who has bris milah, or literally, somebody tries to cover up their, physically, trying to cover up their bris milah. So any of these, shemasa tshuva, then even Rebbe agrees that if you didn't do tshuva, it's not going to work. Shemasa tshuva yom kibur mechaper v'yimlav ein yom kibur mechaper. So our Mishnah, which says that bitul asay yom kippur is mechaper for, is talking about Rebbe Shita, and you did not do tshuva. But Yom Kippur still is Mechaper, in that regard. The Rimi Gash has a little bit, different emphasis. We haven't touched on the Rimi Gash too often so far in this Pesachta. We know we have the Rimi Gash on Baba Basra and Shavuos. Says the Rimi Gash, Porek ol shel Torah, va'ol mitzvos me'atzmo klau. Kagon, Elu ha-mishumadim, shem kofrim bedas Yisrael. Denying being Jewish. Uparkin ol Torah v'ol mitzvos mehen v'nechnasin b'das ha-yishma'elim o b'das shar ha-umos. Right? You try to be, you identify with one of the other religions. That's a porik ol. Megala panim b'Torah mefarish osav b'derech minus kagon Yeshu ha-notzri v'mefer bris b'basar kagon milashi b'basar. So those are the examples that are exceptions, even according to Rebbe. A fascinating discussion in the Rishonim, mostly on Amud Beis, but it's discussed here also. Tosfos discusses it on the bottom. The bottom Tosfos is going over to Amud Beis. This machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold that tshuva, the Yom Kippur does not work without tshuva. Machlokas and Maseches Yuma. That machlokas is about Itzumo Shel Yom. That machlokas is not about the Seir HaMishtaleach. That is about the day of Yom Kippur itself. What is the relationship and why is the Gemara bringing in that machlokas to hear we're talking about what the Seir HaMishtaleach is Bechaper for? Right? Are those one and the same? L'chor or not? Right, Hayom, today, Bizman Hazeh, we don't have a Seir HaMishtaleach, but we still have Itzumo Shel Yom. So let's say Bizman HaMikdash, what's the relationship between those two? And the Rishonim have opposite and parallel formulations in terms of what's the Iker and what's the Tafel, and what works with each one. The Rashba says, Kashali, rather, all the Rishonim asked this question. That machlokas in Yuma is by this, the Itzumo Shel Yom, and our Gemara and our Mishnah is about Seir HaMishtaleach. How is the Gemara relating that machlokas, to our case? Verebi, I'm reading from the Rashba. Verebi, Yom HaKippurim Shaman Ulo, Velo Seir HaMishtaleach. Yesh Lomar, so the Rashba says, De Iker Kaparaso Shel Seir HaMishtaleach, Mishum Tokfo Shel Yom HaKippurim Hu. So the Rashba's formulation is, the Seir HaMishtaleach is a function of Yom Kippur. Itzumo Shel Yom is the Iker, the essence of the day is Machaper, Seir HaMishtaleach is a function of that. So if we're saying that the Seir HaMishtaleach, the Itzumo Shel Yom works even without Tshuva, so the Seir HaMishtaleach is going to work without Tshuva. Because the Iker works without Tshuva, says the Rashba, so the, what goes along with it, it's the secondary element of the day. The Seir HaMishtaleach goes along with Yom Kippur. The Ritva also has a formulation relating to this discussion. Again, we'll see Tosfos Be'ez Hashem a little bit later. But the Ritva says, Agav Urchin Shaminan Meha. You see from here, Dahada Islay Larebi Shi Yom Kippur Mechaper Al She'inam Shavim. V'yafilo Krisim, he says, Be'ez Din, Eino be'itzumo shel yom bilvad, ela im karbonosav bizman shemesim migdash kayim. Yom Kippur works, you see from the fact that the Gemara relates this to Seir HaMishtaleach, it means that it's not just itzumo shel yom. His emphasis is that you also need the Seir HaMishtaleach. And therefore, you see from this Gemara, the fact that the Gemara is relating one to the other, it's not just itzumo shel yom, it's with the karbonos when there's a possibility to bring the karbonos. Bizman shemesim migdash kayim, demasnitzan du'ukim na kavasei, b'Seir HaMishtaleach, v'shar karbonosu. Ubahamitarzali, this kasha that the Rishonim ask, right? Because you see from here that it's a team effort, right? He doesn't say it's exactly like the Rashba, that the Iker is the Itzumo Shel Yom, and along with that is the Seir HaMishtaleach. He says it's more of a team. It's not Itzumo Shel Yom bilvad, ela im karbanosav, bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim. Right? That's the two formulations, at least, of the Rishonim. We'll have to see a little bit later. Maybe we'll see Tosfos on the bottom. Okay, also, the Rambam's psak is somewhat difficult, because the Rambam splits. What do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rebbe or the Rabbanan? So one would say we paskin like the Rabbanan, right? That we don't, Yom Kippur doesn't work without tshuva. But the Rambam splits, and the Kesef Mishnah leaves it b'tzarachi, and how could the Rambam split? The Rambam paskins by chamuros, then you need tshuva. And by kalos, you don't need tshuva. Yom Kippur is b'chaper for the kalos, even without tshuva. But for the chamuros, you need tshuva. And ask the Kesef Mishnah, does he pass it like the Rabbanan, or does he pass it like Rebbe? Which one? Avalam lo asachuva ain seir mechaperlo ella ala kalos. The Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, and the Kesef Mishnah says kashali the hasa mashma the rabbanon afilu aver asay im lo asachuva ain seir mechaper. Right? What does our Gemara say? Even by asays, Rebbe Shita, only Rebbe, the rabbanon would say you have to do tshuva. Ula Rebbe afilu ala chamuras mechaper below tshuva. So all the Achronim tried. The Lechem Mishnah says maybe the whole machlokas is only by the Rambam tries to be memayit the machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Everybody agrees that for the kalos you don't need tshuva. The whole machlokas is by the chamuros, right? So he's really passing straight like the Rabbanan, which just doesn't sound that way from our Gemara. Our Gemara sends beferish that only Rebbe Shita is that if you didn't do tshuva for asays, Yom Kippur is going to work. But if you, according to the Rabbanan, it wouldn't work. Okay, it's difficult. Other answers given for the Rambam, but just to be aware of that split in Psak. Okay, so back to the Gemara. The Gemara says that according to Rebbe, or Yom Kippur, Yitzumo Shayom, or Sir Meshaleach, is Mechaper, even without tshuva, except for the list of these unique Averos that it is not Mechaper for. Good. And there's a lot of discussion. You look in the Sharm Sina Balacha here. He has columns about how does one define mefer bris babasar. Right? Again, does that physically mean I try to cover up? I try to give myself another arla? Right? Or does that mean something more figurative about mefer bris, not dafka, the literal? So says the Gemara, my time at the Rebbe. What's the source for Rebbe? That these three are exceptions to the rule. And Yom Kippur would be mechaper for all others without tshuva except for these three. Titanya, the Braisa says, Kidvar Hashem Baza. We have this back in Chelek. Kidvar Hashem Baza. Someone disgraces the Dvar Hashem. Zehaporik ol umagala panabatora. That's referring to the first two. That somebody who throws everything off. Right? Dvar Hashem, Rashi says here, Dvar Hashem, Biza Dibur Rishon. Yimavaze, the first Dibur. Dvar Hashem, meaning Anochi Hashem Alokecha. Shaloshamu Oso Ela Mipiak Vura. That we heard from Hashem, and that is making fun of the Dvar Hashem and the Torah. So that's included in the first phrase. Next phrase in the Pasuk, we'll get back to that, but let's continue. This mitzvah so, hefar, his mitzvos, he denied, Zeh Mefer Bris Bibasar. So it was Mefer Bris in the Basar. What is the Mefer Bris? Rashi says, Shehi Mitzvah Yechidus. It's a unique mitzvah. The unique mitzvah of Bris Mila. We'll read the Rambam in a second on that. Be'ez Hashem, hikares, double lashon, hikares lefnei Yom HaKippurim, tikares la'achar Yom HaKippurim. By these three averos, even after Yom Kippur, the kares still applies. That's Rebbe's makar. By these three averos, Yom Kippur is not going to make a difference. Afilo asachuva, tamalomar avona ba. Lo amarti ela bezmansha avona ba. Right, only if the avon is still there. But even by these three, if you did tshuva, Yom Kippur will help. But without tshuva, not. Rashi says you have to add in a line. So the makar for Rebbe is that by these three averos, Yom Kippur doesn't work. But by other, if you didn't do tshuva. But by others, mashma, Rashi says right across from where we are, ubahanach tlasu de galilan, afla acher Yom HaKippurim, habishar, avavisha eno shav Yom HaKippurim mechaper. Right, that's the makar. By these three, Yom Kippur doesn't work without tshuva. By others, Yom Kippur would work without tshuva. Just finishing up the braisa, v'rabanan, what would the rabanan do with the hikares tikares? Hikares ba'olam hazeh, tikares la'olam haba. Right, that's the, unlike the before and after Yom Kippur, avona ba shemasa tshuva v'meis misa mimarekes. Periods, that's the Shita of Rebbe. The Rambam writes in the end of Hilchas Mila, describing Hamefer Bris, the last two halachas of the Rambam. Me'usa hi ha'arla, shenisganu ba harishaim. Right, the me'usa, the arla, is disgusting, is something that Hashem is not interested in. Shenamar ki kol gayim arelim, v'gedola hi mila, shalonikra avram avinu shalem ad shemol. Amar Avinu was not called complete until he had Bris Mila. Shenamar isaleich lefanai ve'yet tamim. Ve'etnab risib eni ve'necha ve'chol ha-mefer bibriso shel Avram Avinu. Anyone who mefer. And what is a mefer bris? So another example of mefer bris could be someone who just refuses to get Bris Mila. Mefer bris, not just you take the bris and you try to undo it, you just don't get it. That's a mefer bris. That's the Rambam right here. V'chol ha-mefer briso shel Avram Avinu. V'hiniach orlaso o mashcha. Right, either don't get Bris Mila, or try to cover it up. Tovim harbe ein lo chelech olam haba. Wow, right? Even if somebody has Meisim Tovim Harbe, Mefer Bris is defining. Somebody has Mefer Bris, refuses on purpose. Okay, we're not talking about someone who, for the medical reasons, doesn't get Bris Mila. Or even if somebody is scared, right? That's not what the Rambam's talking about. Then a person's an Arla, I don't think. If somebody is scared of the operation, you know, I don't think he would be included in this category. He's not Mefer Bris. He's just, he's nervous about it. But that's the Rambam. Mefer Bris gives those two examples. Bo Re'e, and then the Rambam ends off Hilchas Mila. Shkama Chamura Mila. Shlo Nitzla L'Moshe Rabbeinu Aleha Afilu Sho'achas. Hava Bishai Baderech. Moshe Rabbeinu, his sons, right? All the great schuyas that Moshe Rabbeinu had, and still not doing Bris Mila, Parsha Shmos, right? Almost led to tragic consequences. V'chol mitzvahs haTorah nichrasu aleihen shalosh brisos belvad. All other mitzvahs in the Torah, the word Bris is written only three times about them. Shenemar, Eila devrei Bris, v'chulu, milvad devrei Bris shekarasu ita b'choreif. Right? In Kisavo, I think this is. V'shamu omer atem mitzavim lavcha b'vris Hashem alkecha. Hari shalosh brisos. Right. In general, mitzvos have the word bris three times. Ub alamila nichrisu shlosh esre brisos. And there are 13 times that the word bris appears in the Torah about bris mila im avram avinu. Shene emar. The Rambam says, just in case you don't remember, I'm going to list off the 13 times it says the word bris. By bris mila, and he lists them all off. We don't have to read all of them, but he quotes all of them, and that's how he ends off Sefer Hilchos Mila in Sefer Ahava. And by the way, that's the end of Sefer Ahava, right? Which the Rambam always has some Dvar Hashkafa at the end of the Sefer, not at the end of the Lachas. That's the end of Hilchos Mila and Sefer Ahava, all about the brisos of all mitzvos and the bris specifically of Mila. Good. One other ha'ara on this Rashi, Dvar Hashem Bazaz, Aporek Ol, that's someone who denies the Dibur Rishon, the first Dibur. There is an important machlokas Rishonim. The Ramban discusses this. The Ramban notes that the Rambam counts four losases in the first Dibur. That whole Dibur up until Avodah Zarah, or in the first two, I should say. Right, the Rambam counts Lo Yihi Elecha, Lo Sasa Lecha Fesel, Lo Sishtachav Elohem, Lo Savdeim. Four separate Lo Sases in the first the Dibros. And the Ramban jumps on the Rambam. The Ramban says that's exactly against Chazal. The Chazal that we just had about 2 weeks ago, right? The second to last daf in Maseches Makos. What's the source for 613 mitzvos? So, remember the Chazal? 6 3 Torah Tzivah Lanu Moshe, Torah is Gematria 611. We heard 2 straight from Hashem, and therefore 611 plus 2 is 613. 2 straight from Hashem. So that's only 2, says the Ramban. How could the Rambam count in Anochi Lo Yivacha 4 mitzvos? It's only 2 mitzvos. It's exactly what the basic math that Chazal do. Says the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Yisro, how does the Rambam get out of that question? That's a very strong question. Rambam knows that Gemara. How does the Rambam understand 611 plus 2? So the Meshech Chachma says, the answer to this is found in the Mor Nevuchim. And you have to learn all the books of the Rambam to get the full appreciation of the Rambam. You have to know Mishneh Torah, Pirushim Mishnayis, Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam explains in Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam understands Aseres Hadibros and Anochi V'Liyelecha that we heard from Hashem, we didn't hear anything from Hashem, says the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim. All we had was some type of divine experience. We didn't hear any words from Hashem. That divine experience is described as Anochi V'Liyelecha Mipi Kavura Shmanum. It's just that when we had that experience, we believed in God and we realized there's no one else. That's the experience that we had. It's not talking about the details of the words that we heard afterwards from Moshe Rabbeinu. But that experience of recognizing there is one God and there is no one else beside him, lo yelecha lohim achirim, those two were experienced even before we heard any words. That's what we heard. After we had that experience, and then Moshe Rabbeinu told us all the words, including all the other Yisurim of Los Avdeim and Los Eshtachav Elohim, etc. But says the Meshech Chachma, that's how we understand the Rambam. The Yisrael lo shamu rak kol Elokim bilvad velo prate hadvarim upirish anochi velo yim mipi agvur shmanum haynu mitzad gvuras hamofes ki shnei shorashim elu mitzias Hashem Yisparach ve'yoso echad yusku b'mofes b'iyun enoshi, without words. And then he says, Ki darko niskava, kfar amarti ki divrei rabbeinu b'kol svarav, b'yad hachazaka, b'moro, b'hirsh mishnayis, ruach achas bohem. Right? There's one ruach. This is one of the yesodos, says the Meshech Chachma, that one has to know. But anyway, that's his answer relating to the Dibur Rishon that Rashi refers to here, that is Merumaz in Dvar Hashem Baza. Weiter. So what did we just say? We just said that the end of the Mishnah is reflecting the Shita of Rebbe. Rebbe who says that Yom Kippur works without tshuva, and that is the Mishnah that says, Aseiz, the kapar for Aseiz is this year Mishnah Lech. Says the Gemara now, Mimatz is Mukbas Lach Rebbe, can we really say the end of the Mishnah is like Rebbe? Fami de Seifa Rebbe Yehudahi, Reishanami Rebbe Yehudahi. But the end of the Mishnah is reflecting Rebbe Yehuda's opinion. Rebbe Yehuda is Rebbe Yehuda Bar Eloi. So, how could it be Rebbe Shita? Where do we see the end of the Mishnah is like Rebbe? Tiktani Seifa. The Seifa says, Echad Yisrael, the Echad Kohanim, the Echad Kohen Mashuach. Remember that there is the end of Beis Mabeis. The Mishnah says that it doesn't matter who, which people are involved, right after the Aseh and the Los Aseh line in the Mishnah, you have this Kapara works for all Jews. Yisraelim, Kohanim, and Kohen Mashiach. Uman Islei HaSvara, and who has this Svara, that even Kohanim are included in this Yir HaMishtaleach, who has that Svara? Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda Shita, as we have in the Mishnah. Michal Dereisha Rebbe Yehuda. If the whole Mishnah is Rebbe Yehuda, so we assume that the Reisha is also Rebbe Yehuda Shita. Right? There is no separate Rebbe Yehuda Omer there. It just goes from one line of the Mishnah to the next line. So if the latter line is Rebbe Yehuda Shita, so the previous line also. Rav Yosef, Rebbe Hivisav like Rebbe Yehuda. Rav Yosef says it must be Rebbe Shita and Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda. Meaning Rebbe holds that Yom Kippur works without tshuva, and he also holds like Rebbe Yehuda that the Kohanim also get kapara with the Seir HaMishtaleach. So the Gemara says, Amalei Abaya asks his Rebbe Rav Yosef, Dafka Kamarmar, Rebbe, did you say specifically only in that direction? Rebbe Savala Rebbe Yehuda. Avo Rebbe Yehuda lo Savala Karebi, but not the other way. Rebbe Yehuda is not like Rebbe. Right, Rebbe Shita, the radical Shita of Yom Kippur working without tshuva. Rebbe doesn't say that. Oh, Dilma, or maybe not. You're not Dafka. Me the Rebbe, Savalak Rebbe Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, Savalak Rebbe. Right, or do you say both? Mihu, Orcha de Milsak Tani, but you only said it in the more acceptable, traditional way. Lemeimar, Le Talmud, Savalak Rebbe. You said it that the Talmud holds like the Rebbe. Right, you didn't want to say it, that they both hold like each other. That's not as mechubad. So that's what he asks Rav Yosef. So Amar Lei, and Rav Yosef says, no, I only meant it in one direction. Dafke Kamina, Rebbe Savar Lach Rebbe Yehuda. Avo Rebbe Yehuda lo Savar Lach Rebbe, not in the other direction. Where do you see that Rebbe Yehuda does not hold like Rebbe? Where do you see that Rebbe Yehuda requires tshuva for Yom Kippur to work? Titanya, the following brisa. Yachol Yehe Yom Kippur Mechaper Al Shavim Al Sheinam Shavim. You might think Yom Kippur works even if I don't do tshuva. Vidinu, even though there's logic to say otherwise. Where? Ho'el v'chadas v'asham mechaprim. Chadas and asham achieve kapara. V'yom ha-kippur, right, it relates to a little bit what we spoke about yesterday a little bit. Asham is often grouped with chadas and often is not grouped with chadas. Here it is. Since chadas and asham are mechaper. V'yom ha-kippur mechaper. Ma chadas v'asham ein mechaprin ela al hashavim. Just like chadas and asham only are mechaper for those who do tshuva al hashavim. Right, Rashi quotes the pasuk in Naso v'svadu as chatasam. Right, his vadu. You have to do vidui. So just like Chadas and Asham are mechaper on Shavim, Av Yom Kippur remain mechaper El Al Shavim. So do I say Yom Kippur is only mechaper for those who do tshuva, just like the Karbanos. Says the Braisa, Malachadas v'Asham, maybe not. Malachadas v'Asham, Shem is chaper in Allah Mezek Ishogeg. Chadas and Asham have limited power, right? They're only mechaper on Shogeg. Right, they're not machaper on mezid. Rashi points out most of the time, 90% of what a chatas and an asham do is for shogeg, even though there are a few that it's machaper even for mezid. Right, Rashi points out those exceptions to the rule. Right, Rashi says the last couple of skinny lines, rov chatos vashamos ein machaper ala mezid kishogeg. But even though there's Asham Shifcha Harufa and Asham Nazar Tomei and Asham Ashur was Bikadu and Chadash was Aedis. Okay, there's a few of them. But most are not. So back to the Gemara. So one second, maybe Chadash and Asham are limited to Shogeg, and that's why it requires Shavim. Tomar Li Yom HaKippurim Shemachaber Al Mezik HaShogeg. But maybe Yom Kippur is more powerful. Because Yom Kippur even is Mechaber for Mezid. Ho'il U'mechaber Al HaMezid B'Shogeg Yechaber Al Shavim Al Sheinam Shavim. So maybe Yom Kippur should be Mechaber even for Einam Shavim. Even if you don't do Tshuva, Tambalomar Ach Chileg, ach, right, is a limiting word, ach, be'asar lachodesh, says limiting, and that is, to teach me that Yom Kippur is only mechaber for Shavim. So who is the author of this braisa? So Stam Sifra, Mani, this is a Sifra from Torah's Kohanim. So who is the author of Sifra? We know from Masechet Sanhedrin, Rebbe Yehuda. V'kamer, what does the Braisa say? Shavim in lo, shavim lo. Right, it only works for shavim and not for einim shavim. So that's why Rabbi Yosef says, I only go in one direction. Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda, but Rebbe Yehuda does not hold like Rebbe. Tosfos here has an amazing Havamina. Tosfos says, well, once we're comparing Chatas and Asham and Yom Kippur, so why don't we say that Yom Kippur only works for Shogeg? Go in the other direction. Why don't we go like Chatas and Asham only work for Shogegin, so the Yom Kippur should only be Mechaper for Shogeg. Says Tosfos, Ho'il. V'yim Tomar, Neimat Yom Kippurim lo Yechaper al Amezin, Midi Dehav Yechatas V'Asham. So says Tosfos, no, you can't say that. Well, Yom Kippur, it's so limited. V'yesh Lomar, Dekra de Yom Kippurim, Hu Ika Laman de Amar. The mashva afilu einam shavim v'kuli amamoda the marbina b'mezid. Yom Kippur is mechaper on mezids as long as you do teshuva, according to most. So that is but amazing havamina that maybe even Yom Kippur should be limited. Period. So that's how we know Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rabbi. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. V'rami stam sifra, stam sifra. So even within Rabbi Yehuda, I'll ask you a stira within two Torah's Kohanim. Right? We just had one. Now we'll have another one. D'tanya, the Braisa says, in the sifra. Yachol lo yehe yom akira mechaper elim kein his anebo. I might think Yom Kippur is only mechaper if you did Yom Kippur. His anebo, you fasted. Vikaro mikra kodesh. And you called it Mikra Kodesh. Let's wait on that for a minute to know what that means. V'lo asabo malacha. And you didn't do malacha. Maybe only Yom Kippur works then. Lo isanabo. V'lo kara Mikra Kodesh. V'yasabo malacha minayin. What if you didn't do Yom Kippur? Right? You didn't fast. You didn't call it Mikra Kodesh. You did malacha. How do we know that Yom Kippur works even there? Tamalomar Yom HaKippurim hu mikol makom. Question mark. So that Braisa sounds like Yom Kippur. It's also in the Sifra. So that Braisa says that even if you don't do tshuva, kasha within the Sifras, Amar Abaya, two answers. Amar Abaya lo kasha, ha Rebbe Yehuda. Meaning what? We just said that Stam Sifra is Rebbe Yehuda. The Ritva explains. Most Sifra is Rebbe Yehuda. Not all. There could be some other braises that hold some sifras that do not reflect the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore that is how it works. It's rov, or maybe it's 2 days later within the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, right? 2 tanaim later tanaim within what Rabbi Yehuda said. One answer, or Rava Amar. The other answer, Rava Amar Hava HaRebbe. Maybe both sifras reflect the shita of Rebbe, who let's say is saying what he heard from Rabbi Yehuda. Umode Rebbe Bekares Dioma. Aye, what about the Yosifra that says that Yom Kippur needs tshuva? Even Rebbe has another exception to the rule. Rebbe had a few exceptions on top. Tvar Hashem Bazav Echulu is another exception to the rule. If you reject Yom Kippur, Rebbe also agrees Yom Kippur doesn't work. Bekares Diome. Bekares Diome. So that's what you have to hold that Rebbe admits in that case. De'ilote mahachi, because if you don't say this, meaning, if I say that according to Rebbe, you don't need tshuva even if you reject Yom Kippur, then what does the Torah mean when the Torah says you're going to get kares if you do malach and eat on Yom Kippur? Kares Yom Kippur on the Rebbe, lestai. It'll never happen. Right? So you have to say that according to Rebbe, Yom Kippur only works by other averis. But Kares Diome, where he rejects Yom Kippur itself, then it's not going to work. The Gemara is going to continue with that, but let's wait a moment. Go back to what we said before. What does it mean, lo karo mikra kodesh? Right? Only if you were kore mikra kodesh, so that's when it's a fulfillment of Yom Kippur. Rashi, second medium line, lo karo mikra kodesh, lo kiblu bibirchosav lomar mekadesh Yisrael v'yom HaKippurim. Wow. Is Rashi saying that Tfilas Yom Kippur is Daraisa? This is talking about a din Daraisa pashtus, right? Is Yom Kippur going to be mechaper? Rashi says, lo kiblu biberchosav. Is this shades of Rashi back in Rosh Hashanah? Remember, Rashi Sita, the way that Rashi is understood by the Ritva, by the Ramban, is that Malchi is the Chronos and Shofar, so Akiyam Daraisa. So again, is this like Rashi Lashitasa? Rashi is saying that sometimes you could have tfilos that are Akiyam Daraisa? Right? So that's how he seems to understand it. The Ritva here quotes this Rashi, and the Ritva says, right here, you see from Rashi, Ulafiza Nilmo de Birchas Hamoados Ben HaTorah. Right? Birchas Hamoados Ben HaTorah. It is Merumas a little bit, the Ramban ala Torah, in Parshas Emor, says Mikra Kodesh includes a lot of things, including coming together in Shul. Mikra Kodesh, gatherings of Kodesh. So it is connected to that Ramban, this Rashi here, and I didn't see, but I think it's connected to the Rashi in Rosh Hashanah around Tezayin or so, about Machias, Achronis, and Shofars. But if you look at other Pshat, you look on the side, the Gilyon here quotes a different Pshat of Mikra Kodesh. What does it say on the side? Where the Gilyon quotes the Tosfos and Krisus of Zion. Mikra Kodesh, Ksus Nikia. Kidamar b'mechilta mikra kodesh. Maybe the clothing, the dress that we have on Yom Kippur, right? Because remember, Yom Kippur doesn't have any oneg; it only has kavod. Right? Ksus Nekiya is included in that. Tosfos here rejects it all. Tosfos says no. That's all the rabbanon. Tosfos in lo karu. Tosfos says ve'ein nireh to lo ashkechan brachas v'yom kippurim to levi daraisa. Tosfos argues. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, benir Rabbeinu Tam, karo mikra kodesh. What does that mean? Shemode shebezdin kitshuha. You admit and you agree with the calendar that Bezdin made up. V'shoveis mi malacha b'shvil kedushas hayom. And you don't do malacha. That's the araisa. But you don't do malacha l'shma. It's not like you didn't have anything to do. You don't do malacha l'shem kedushas hayom. V'lo kara mikra kodesh. Eino shoveis machmas kedushas hayom. Ela machmas shemisatzel la'asos malacha. What does it mean? Lo kara mikra kodesh? You didn't do malacha, but just because you're lazy and you have nothing to do. Right, the Mikra Kodesh has to be Yudafka, don't do Malacha because of Mikra Kodesh. The Aruch Laner, not here, but this sugya also comes up in Krisus Dav Zayin, the Aruch Laner suggests for Rashi that maybe Mikra Kodesh is any action that you do which reflects the fact that you believe in Yom Kippur, even besides the Isurim per se. But anything that you do that reflects that you believe in Yom Kippur, that's included in the Daraisa, Mikra Kodesh. Right, and that's why Tefillah, even though Tefillah technically is Derabanan, the details of Tefillah's Drabanan, but if you do an act that reflects you believe and you accept and you acknowledge, so that itself could be a kiyum of Mikra Kodesh. He says like something like that. I'm just expanding upon it a little bit. But that's the Aruch Laner. The roots of that are in the Aruch Laner there in Dav Zayin. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So what did we just say? You have to say that Rebbe agrees that Yom Kippur doesn't work for the Kares of Yom Kippur, because what? When else would the Kares of Yom Kippur? The Torah says, Yerchayev Kares, if I do Malacha on Yom Kippur, or if I eat. So where else would that? The Torah has to apply somewhere. If you say Yom Kippur works without Tshuva, then you're never going to have that. So now the Gemara says, third to last line. Alam Allah, what do you mean? Why not? I can come up with a case. Mishkachas lagon to Ovid Belelya. Vamis. What if a person does Malacha, Leil Yom Kippur at night, and then dies before the day? So isn't Kapara only of the day of Yom Kippur? Delo asa yimam alechmurile. So maybe that's the case of Kares. You don't have to say. Maybe Rebbe says, even the Kares of Yom Kippur is mechupar, is miskapar with Yom Kippur. And the case that the Torah is talking about is where the person does an isser at night, as Rashi quotes on the bottom line, ein mechaper ele yom, kedesiv kiva yom azeh yechaper aleichem. So Tosfos said, the Gemara said, no, that can't be. Ella, this is what we mean. Ella ema kares di mamal Rebbe Leslie. Okay, you're right, but the Torah seems to be assumed that even if you do an isser of kares during the day of Yom Kippur, it's still, you're going to get kares. And according to Rebbe, you're never going to get it unless you say it's excluded. The Gemara says again, e alam alo, why? I'll come up with a case. Mishkachaz la'da'achal umsa v'chan kevemis. Somebody eats, and as he eats, he chokes and dies. So there was never a second after his Aveira that he was alive. So that's a case that he's Chayef Kares. And Yom Kippur doesn't have a moment to be Mechaper. The Aruch Laner there in Krisus says that I don't think this is the correct Girsa. There's an extra line. Umse is raw meat. So if you eat raw meat, that's Shalok Derech Achila. So you shouldn't be Chayef Kares for that anyway. So the Gemara in Krisus, that Girsa is, you had raw meat binahama in bread. And he discusses, why do you need the umsa if it's the bread? And so he discusses, it's dafka, you need the bread around the meat, because it has to be kederach achilaso. Okay, either way, you eat something and he dies right away. Inami or da'achos amalashkiyas achama. Let's say you eat something the last second of Yom Kippur. So there's no Yom Kippur after the person eats to be mechaper. Okay, so the Gemara says that there is a possibility, so there's no raya mechrachas that Rebbe has to say that Yom Kippur diome is excluded. Okay, that's how the Gemara ends. Tosfos here, so remember we said we're going to get back to the Tosfos. Tosfos here says, wait, I have another possibility. Maybe, it should be mechaper. Tosfos is on, it's printed on Amud Aleph on the bottom, right? Tosfos says, how about maybe the kares is if you did an aveira after the seir mishaleach is brought, right? Rebbe's whole Yom Kippur tshuva, right? Even without tshuva, isn't that only by the seir mishaleach? right? So maybe if you brought this Yerma Shaleach and you did an Isser Karis after that, says Tosfos a couple of answers, but one answer Tosfos says is the Yerma Shaleach is mechaper even for averos that are done after it's brought. Wow. Right, that's Tosfos. Shiny Sir Mishaleach. Tchsiv Beikiva Yoma Ze Yechaper Aleichem Lataras. Let me call other Sechem. The Mashma Kol Yom Chaper. Right, that's Tosfos' formulation of the issue we said earlier. The Yom and the Sir Mishaleach are working together somehow. Right, and that's how you could have the Kaparas Hayom even after the Sir Mishaleach is brought. Number one. Or Tosfos gives a second answer. Right, why does he give a second answer? Maybe the second answer holds that's not true. Tzir Mishaleach is only mechaper for it, for up till that point. Hayom atzmo below Tzir Mishaleach mechaper ksas vein kan karis gomer. It at least could get out of the karis afterwards, even if it's not mechaper gomer, right? And then Tosfos says Yesh Mefarshim, maybe Yom Kippur and below Tzir Mishaleach mechaper lagamre. Yom Kippur works even without the Tzir Mishaleach. Again, these are all part of the major sugya of the relationship between the Tzir Mishaleach and Yom Kippur. Just one other formulation, one extra line that does not appear in our Tosfos, but appears in the Tosfos Harash. There is a Tosfos Harash, a Masechta Shavuos. Tosfos Harash says, the Tzir Mishaleach works for even after it's brought. But Tosfos Harash adds in one line, because after all, it's not really a carbon. Wow, that's an important line. Right, the Tzir Mishaleach, we might think is not a carbon, but you have to say it. Right, it's a different kind of carbon, right? It's not sacrificed, it's not shechted, it's just pushed off the cliff. Right, so we have a few in the world of non-carbonos, right, this question is asked. I'll just throw out three of them. Tzir Mishaleach, Egla Arufa, and Paraduma. Right, those three, the Mefarshim deal with this question. Are those carbonos? Right, we had earlier in this Masechta, right, Paraduma. Right, which type of kedusha is that? Kedushas damim, is that kedushas bedek habayis? Right, because the paraduma is burned and sacrificed on Har HaZeisim. Right, it's not done in the Beis HaMikdash. Right, the egla rufa. Right, you break the neck. It's not even a shechita. Right, and here the Tzir Mishaleach. So I would say by those three, we could ask this question: is it in the world of karbanos? It's connected, but here's the line: v'gam Tzir Mishaleach lav karban havi. That's the Lashon here in the Tosfos Harash. Tosfos doesn't say it as explicitly. Maybe he means it, but he doesn't say it as explicitly. But again, that relates to the fact that it can be mechaper even for after it's brought, right? No other carbon works, l'mafreya. No other carbon can work for averus that are done after it is brought. Okay, let's continue. Next line of the Mishnah. Echad Yisrael, Echad Kohen, Echad Kohen Mashuach. So he said, right, all of these Jews are included in the Tzir Mishaleach. So it says the Gemara, Hagufa Kasha. The Mishnah contradicts itself, one line after the other. Ktani, first it says, Echad Yisrael, Echad Kohen, Echad Kohen Mashuach, Vahadr Tani. And then the very next line, Ma Ben Yisrael, Kohen Mokoyim Mashuach. Right, what's the difference between those two? Right, we said back on Daf Beis, we'll come back to that. That's now. Amar of Yehuda. Hachikama, Rav Yehuda said, no, this is what the Mishnah means. Echad Yisrael v'echad Kohanim v'echad Mashuach mischaper b'sir mishaleach b'shar averis v'ein chilek b'neihem. Right, the Tzir Mishaleach is b'chaper for all other averis for all the Jews. There's no difference between them. Uma bein Yisrael l'Kohanim l'Kohanim Mashuach. What kapara is different between Yisraelim and Kohanim? Ela shahapar. The Tumas Miklash Vekadasha, that has a difference. Elisha, Par Mechaper LaKohanim, Al Tumas Miklash Vekadasha, Vechulu. The Par works for the Kohanim, and the Seir works for the Yisraelim. So regarding Tumas Miklash Vekadasha, they're different. Umani, Rebbe Yehudahi. And it's like Rebbe Yehuda's opinion. The Tanya, Rebbe Yehuda is the one that says that there's a difference between Kohanim and Yisraelim in this regard. The Tanya, the Braisa says, Vechiper Al Es Mikdash HaKodesh, Ze Lefnai VeLefnim. It'll be Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash. Inside, that's referring to Tumas Mikdash in the Kodesh Kadashim. Es Ohel Moed Zehechal. Mizbeach Kimashmo. Rashi says Mizbeach HaZohav. Yechaper Elu Azaris. Kohanim Kimashmo. Am HaKahal Elu Yisrael. Yechaper Elu Halavim. Right, so that pasuk is referring to all the Tumas Mikdash Vekadashav and all the types of Jews. Hushvu kulon lekapara achas, shemischaprin b'sir mishaleach b'shar averis, divrei Rebbe Yehuda. So Rebbe Yehuda connects all Jews in the Tzir Mishaleach by other averis, but not by Tumas Mikdash Vekadashav. Rebbe Shimon Omer, kishem shedam sa'ir hana'ase bifnim, mechaper al Yisrael, Tumas Mikdash Vekadashav, just like the dam of the Tzir Na'ase bifnim is mechaper on Tumas Mikdash without any vidui, Rashi adds on, there's no vidui for the carbon ha'am, right? That kach tam apar mechaper lakonim atomaz mikdash v'kadoshav without any vidui. Ukishem she vidui yoshal sir mishtaleach mechaper al yisrael b'shara veros kach vidui yoshal par mechaper lakonim b'shara veros. So tumas mikdash might not need vidui because that's an inherent kapara that happens to the place. But regarding other averos, we need vidui. Period. Ula Rebbe Shimon, according to Rebbe Shimon, that none of the Karbanos Yom HaKippurim work for all Jews. Rebbe Yehuda says, Siyum Shaleach works for all Jews for all other Averis, and the split is only 2 months B'Kadosh V'Kadoshav. Rebbe Shimon in the Mishnah said there's no overlap between, there's no Karban on Yom Kippur that works for all. So Havadai Hushvu, but the Torah connects them. The Seer Bifnim and Bachut. So my Hushvu. So how are they parallel to B'nai Kaparan and who? They're all B'nai Kapara. Miyu Kol Chad V'Chad Mechaper B'Denafshei. But each one does something separate. My Tabe de Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Shimon say that? That there's no overlap? Dichsiv. V'lokach ha-shnei ha-sirim iskish shira mishtaleach l'sira nasa bifnim. Ma sira nasa bifnim eino mechaper al ha-kohanim al tomas mikdash v'kadoshav. Dichsiv ve'asher la'am. The sira nasa bifnim does not work for the kohanim, only for the am. Af sira mishtaleach eino mechaper al ha-kohanim b'shar ha-veris. Also sira mishtaleach. Kohanim do not get any kapara through the sira mishtaleach. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. V'Rabbi Yehuda amar l'cha no, l'hachi iskish. No, the shnei sirim are not comparing it in that way to say that each one has an exclusive kapara, but for this sheyushavim b'mare ubekoma ubedamim huda asa, it's comparable in these regards, in appearance and height, in the value, as we learned in Maseches Yuma. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the Montana. Again, today's shiur is sponsored L'Zecher Nishmas David Ben Tzvi Alevi, David Siegel from Baltimore, who lived his life as an Erlich Hayid, by Yitzchak and Barbara Siegel and family. We thank them for the sponsorship. Okay, tomorrow by the Shem we finish up the first parak.